December 16th, 252 years to the day when a group known as the Sons of Liberty planned and took it upon themselves to dump tea into Boston Harbor as a protest against tyranny from an empire across the sea, activists opposed to tyranny coming from a government within gathered to mark that occasion and take symbolic action to show their opposition. The crowd, which grew to several hundred in size, first gathered at the Irish Immigrant Memorial in downtown Boston, across from the Old South Meeting House, which is where the Sons of Liberty met and planned their now historically famous Boston Tea Party. Today's activists, though, were not just opposed to taxation without representation, but mainly the cruelty of the Trump administration's ICE forces that routinely abduct innocent people off the streets and hold them in inhumane detention centers. Before the official program got underway, I spoke with some of the attendees. A woman who went by her initials, MJ, is with the group Refuse Fascism. She had a big sign with the headline, "The People's Indictment Against Donald Trump," and then listed more indictments than could possibly be read in this report.
It just struck me, I had heard about children being separated from parents in Somerville, which is where I live. It made me so angry, just infuriated, and I had to do something. I can't live with myself if I don't try my best to stop this. Horrible. It's child abuse. It's terrorism against our own citizens. It's complete breakdown of the rule of law. This is not our country anymore. Just chaos and violence. And the thing that struck me about Refuse Fascism, aside from the fact that they're tremendously organized, they have been active, very focused, since 2016. They saw this coming. We're in it. We are living in a fascist America. And it has got to stop.
My name is Anne.
And where are you from?
I'm from Dorchester.
And you're here with a sign that says, "Crush ICE, not dreams."
That's right.
That's a delicious sign. So what are your dreams about helping to overturn fascism in America?
Let's see. What are my dreams? My dreams are that more people will get a fire lit right under their ass. If this is happening, this is happening now, and we'll stand up. That's my... Because, I mean, if that happens, I mean, there's no question we'll win. My fear has been, you know, I guess, too much silence?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Don't be silent, but don't be violent.
No, I'm not asking for violence. Are you kidding?
No, I said don't be silent and don't be violent.
Oh, excellent. I thought you said I had to pick one.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
I will not be silent, but I will not be violent.
No, neither will I.
Okay.
This event was organized by Mass 50501 and Boston Indivisible. J.O. from Mass 50501 was the MC at the kickoff rally.
Bostonians! Mass holes! Americans! Boston Indivisible and Mass 5051 have convened this meeting to confront the problem of tyranny, of tariffs, and of ICE. As we begin this meeting, let us welcome Patriot Nikki of Mass 5051 to come forth and make your case.
Thank you, Boston! Thank you, Patriots! Thank you for coming out tonight. It is really cold, and you are all really awesome for doing this. So thank you. So we are gathered here. We are outside of this building, which is the foundation for Democratic Republic in America. Our Democratic Republic was pretty much laid out here at this building by the Sons of Liberty. And what they did, they were accused of treason for doing. The Sons of Liberty sparked a revolution and laid the foundations for the way we live, for our Bill of Rights. And without them, it wouldn't be possible. Now, that is not to say that our founding fathers were perfect, because they were not perfect. They were imperfect people. But by honoring them, we are continuing the legacy that the Sons of Liberty stood up for, so that we can continue the great work of the American Revolution today and tomorrow for all peoples. Because, as it turns out, these God-given rights aren't specifically just for people who looked like the founders. It was not just a mission for white men and landowners. It is for all of us. Tyrants in the White House are breaking our laws, kidnapping our neighbors. They say that they're only going after the illegal immigrants. As it turns out, many of these people are United States citizens as well, and they are disappearing while Trump and his men make jokes about feeding them to alligators. Alligator Alcatraz, what is that? How can you, as a Christian man, sit there and make jokes about feeding immigrants to alligators? I'm sorry, but no. So again, thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you for being a part of this historical event. And let's go dump some ice!
Good evening, Mass 5501 and Boston Indivisible. Thank you so much for being here today. My name is Gil Calderon, and I'm a proud immigrant from Cuba, and I'm proud to call Massachusetts home because of people like you who fight for our democracy and fight for immigrant rights for all immigrants. So thank you. I am the director of advocacy at the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, also known as MIRA Coalition. The narrative around immigration has greatly shifted. It doesn't matter anymore whether you are documented or undocumented. Simply being an immigrant in this country puts a target on your back. We have seen this unfold in our neighborhoods, in our Commonwealth, and all across this country. This is an aggressive federal administration that seeks to deport 1 million people per year. And if you think about it, that is 3,000 people per day. And there are many ways that they're going to accomplish, but I will share two of those tonight. One of them, they're stripping the legal protections for immigrants who have been asked to do everything that the federal government has wanted of them, and now our government is telling them to get out. And the cruelty is the point, as you can imagine. And I'm talking about people with temporary protective status from Haiti, El Salvador, Honduras, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and so many others, including humanitarian parolees from Afghanistan, whose families put everything on the line to help our country, including American citizens through denaturalization efforts. The other way that they intend to deport this millions of folks out there is that they want to turn our local police departments into ICE agents, and we cannot allow that to happen. We must draw a clear boundary between what public safety officers do and what ICE agents do. So that's why MIRA kicked off the Protecting Massachusetts Communities campaign, a broad coalition of labor partners, advocates, faith leaders, immigrants, and lawyers to confront the deepening harm that federal immigration enforcement is causing in our Commonwealth. We don't want Massachusetts to assist ICE in civil immigration enforcement. We don't want our police officers to become ICE agents, and we need to fund legal representation for immigrants who are facing deportation and detention, which is a critical investment in their due process. And as we know, this administration doesn't give a damn about them. The legacy that we're all building here together today is that my safety is your safety, and your safety is mine. Thank you. Because a society that stops seeing the people at the grocery line or that ride the bus with us as human beings with beating hearts, it's not far off before our society devolves into no society at all. So let's fight for our democracy and let's fight for immigrants. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patrick Gill. All right, everyone. So this is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to march down Milk Street and then Congress Street to get to the harbor. At the harbor, there are 342 pounds of ice representing the 342 crates of tea that were dumped in 1773.
Woo! Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
And with that, the crowd began the march to Boston Harbor, where the T-Ship Museum is located. Boston police escorted the marchers, blocking off major intersections as the protesters passed through. This was a completely nonviolent event, and there were no arrests.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Upon arrival at the harbor, Northeastern University professor Dr. Kyle Ariel Bemis addressed the crowd.
Please move in, move in! Thank you so much for coming!
25 decades and 2 years ago, a few dozen revolutionaries engaged in an act of civil disobedience in defiance of the most powerful empire in the world.
Yeah.
Though we act tonight with symbolic reverence for that history, we do not protest to honor the past, but to bet our hopes on a future that is not defined by old glory or populist visions of illusory greatness, but is instead shaped by our shared will that a nation conceived in blood and liberty is a promise we must renew every generation or die trying. Our generation's struggle is not against some distant empire, nor even against the tyrant who resides in our White House, whose crimes echo our American Revolution. No, no. Our struggle is against the forces of greed and fear that convince our fellow Americans that freedom is a zero-sum game of winners and losers, of has and has-nots, of us and them. Instead of the common destiny of a united people. Now we live in a nation born in blood and genocide, built upon bondage and slavery and sustained by prejudice and partisanship. But we must believe that the promise of liberty, the very promise of America, is more powerful than these things. If only we are daring enough to confront them. If only we are patriotic enough to decide America can be better, must be better, must be more than the sum of its past, then we must fight for that future. It is up to us to resolve the world on which a new sun will rise. So these are our New Year's resolutions for America. No kings!
No kings!
No terrorists!
No terrorists!
No ICE!
No ICE!
No ICE!
No ICE!
Some prearranged volunteers then went up onto the bridge and dumped ice into the harbor alongside the Tea Party Ship Museum. The crowd then began to disperse. I ran into a neighbor of mine, Anna from Medford. She explained why she was there.
And really what the Declaration of Independence stood for, standing up to tyranny, standing up to not having a voice and not being represented and seeing vast injustices happening in your country. And if we don't do it, who will? Because we are the people.
So it's up to us.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, thank you for doing your part.
There was a honk-style band that entertained folks at the pre-rally, during the march, and at the end of the event. A group of these protesters plan to do Christmas caroling at the ICE Detention Center in Burlington, Massachusetts next week. Reporting from Boston Harbor, I am Chuck Rosina.